breaking news.
What broke now?
Anthony Rodilla in studio.
What's up? Good morning. Good morning.
That's our top story today.
It is. It's the only story today.
Well, the big news to me, and we'll get to it, but you have a special coming out. We're very excited about this for you.
Thank you.
Can we play the clip from Anthony? This is from his social media, recently posted.
What's going on, people? So today is the last day in Lauderdale. Little family vacation, and it's back to work. And Gabrielle just lounging. This is what happens. We take our kids away, and they end up staying in a little canopy covered in the shade on their iPad. In her defense, she does have a little sunburn. But even though this is beautiful, it's going to get better because this weekend I go from Florida to Bridgeport, Connecticut. I'm joking. I love my Connecticut fans. And can people stop telling me to be safe and I'm going to get robbed? I've been there every year. But this weekend, Bridgeport, Connecticut. Next weekend, Washington, D.C., followed by Mohegan Sun. Go to RodillaComedy.com and get your tickets. Oh, my God. I'm going to miss Florida.
Welcome to Connecticut.
I mean, I love my Connecticut fans, but it's the end of April. I went from 85 to 45.
Yeah.
But it is what it is.
Right. It is what it is.
I mean, I made it like 4 or 5 days without killing anybody. We had 11 people. It was me, my mom, my mother-in-law, my wife, my kids, my cousin Marco, who tours with me.
Yeah.
His kids, his mom. I mean...
That's awesome.
Yeah, I guess. But you know what it is with me? I'm not used to being away for that long. Usually they come away with me. I'm doing shows.
Yeah.
So to be away that long and not be performing and I
Yeah, you're stuck with them.
I'm like, I feel like my creative juices are just on hold.
Gotcha.
I can't sit still either. You know what I mean?
You're not one of those people who could sit near a pool for hours.
Not a chill.
Me neither.
Yeah.
My wife wanted to kill me. She's like, are you writing? I said, yeah, I'm writing material. She's like, on this week? I said, yeah.
This is how it happened. This is where the best stuff comes
from.
That's
how magic is made, babe.
Lock me in a room with 11 family members.
You guys irritate me, I talk about it on stage.
And thank you, by the way.
I'm taking notes on all of you.
My daughter's like, Dad, can you do a Wi-Fi test to see how fast this Wi-Fi is? My stuff is not loading. I said, I'm going to throw your iPad in the pool. Your Wi-Fi, you want to do a Wi-Fi test?
Right.
Oh my God, it's crazy. Yeah, but it was nice, but I'm glad to get back. Listen, I love being my family, but I also love being, you know, on stage.
Yeah.
So it's kind
of
weird.
You know, when you're traveling with your family and you're performing, you could say, I got to go and I'm working on some stuff for tonight's show. You could take that break.
Yeah.
When you're on vacation, you don't really have an excuse. You're kind of stuck with them the whole time.
I mean, we rented a nice house, so I was able to like kind of hide in a room for a little bit.
Oh, that was a house you were at? That was not a hotel.
No.
I was...
No.
With the canal.
Oh, that wasn't a resort. Oh, okay. No, I do
you were in a house.
Yeah. I do Airbnbs. But, you know, in a nutshell, the difference between men and women. If my wife is laying in a bed relaxing or on the couch watching TV, I never once do I think about timing her to see how long she's been relaxing.
Yeah.
But if I'm laying on the couch, she'll walk by and go, is that what you're going to do all day?
The
and I'm like,
timer.
We're on vacation. You've been sitting down on that couch for 15 minutes. I go, when did you start clocking me? And she's like,
15 minutes ago.
I just want to know if you're going to be there all day. If I am, why? Like, there's a pool, beautiful house. She's like, I just don't want you to be there all day. Okay, so what if I'm up doing things?
So I'm on a schedule now.
100%.
Right.
100%. I don't care. Like, if I come home and she's on the couch watching TV, I'm like, oh, good. She's relaxing.
Yeah.
She comes home and I'm on the couch. How long have you been on the couch? I'm like, wouldn't you love to know?
Right. Yeah.
Wouldn't you love? The minute you walked out that door, I lay on the couch.
Yeah, this morning when you left, I got on the couch.
Yeah.
And I've been here.
One cushion's flat now because I'm here.
The tribe member has a question for you. Beef Man.
Yes, Anthony, is that a Panerai watch you got on there? That's a nice-looking watch.
Do you have a camera in here?
Yeah.
Right is here. There a camera in here?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, scared the hell out of me, dude.
You're on Chaz and AJ
TV. I rented a haunted house that I'm staying at this weekend. it's a Panerai. I'm a Panerai freak.
I am, too.
Yeah.
Well, great minds think alike, my man.
We should start, like, a focus group, just a bunch of Panerai freaks.
Just talking about watches.
There's only a few of us.
Yeah, that might be the most boring seminar. You like your watch? Yeah.
It's time to end.
I'm not a watch guy because jewelry makes me feel, I don't know, nuts. Like I'm constantly playing with it.
I break things,
but I like nice watches.
Jewelry makes you feel nuts?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm married. I don't wear a wedding ring.
Neither do I.
Yeah.
But
it's just because I just play with it.
I just don't want to look married in public.
Right. Yeah,
that's good. You don't get
joking.
That suntan.
Thank God. This doesn't play in Long Island, right?
What's that?
99.1. It's not on Long Island.
Whereabouts on Long Island?
Franklin Square.
That's Nassau.
She has a list of
Wayne
radio.
Nassau, you're okay.
I'm just, because if I don't get a text all day, I'm like, wow, it did play on Long Island.
Yeah. I mean, it does. It does, but I don't think I'll be that
There's
close.
Enough Long Island listeners who probably know her.
Right. Right. I'll know if she heard it because I'll be like, hey, how are the kids? They're fine. When she says fine.
Oh, yeah, fine.
Fine's a four-letter F word. Yeah. It's the exact same thing.
Yeah, how are you fine?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, one word.
And you know what? It's not going to be she heard it. It's going to be she heard it through two other people.
And by the time it gets back,
it's going
to
be worse.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Your husband said that he likes looking single and actually shakes his wedding ring finger. And promotes the fact that it's empty. Yeah, it'll be a whole different
There's
thing.
No white spot right there. He must have tanned.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not a watch person, but if I was, I think I'd, you know, I don't really know the brands. I think I'd go with Rolex.
Rolex is nice. I'm not huge on them. I think a lot of people, it's like a thing. Like you get your first great watch is
a Rolex.
My favorite Rolex is a chocolate dial rose gold Daytona. And it's like, number one, it's hard to get. Number two, it's like a $50,000 watch.
Wow.
I can't see myself spending that on a watch.
Interesting.
You know what I mean?
But I'll bet you that one's out of my comfort level.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, what's
Panerai for like $5,000-$6,000.
Yeah.
Brand new for like $11,000 if it depends on which one. But $5,000-$6,000, it's a really nice watch. It's noticeable. My father goes, "But you know it's Italian." I'm like, "That's not why I got it." Right. Like, I'm not. You know, show me a really nice Italian watch.
Yeah.
But if you really want a nice watch, you don't have to go crazy. I look at my phone all the time for the time, so I can't see myself spending $50,000. I mean, whoever can spend that money on a watch, God bless you.
But what do you do when you're swinging at golf balls or?
I don't wear anything on my wrist when I play golf.
Right.
No.
So now, if you were to go,
right,
what would you do with the watch? You have to leave it somewhere.
I leave it in my truck.
Yeah.
Okay.
Locked up.
Yeah. No.
Make sure you lock it. That's all.
What's that?
Make sure you lock your truck. I mean, I have Omegas and Tags and Rolex. Yeah. My Panerai is my favorite, though.
Yeah,
Omega's a good watch, too. It tells time.
How much is your most expensive watch?
I have Swatch.
Swatch. I had a Timex.
Right. The Fat Boys promoted mine.
I'd rather not say what it costs, but it's probably my Rolex.
Just say. So, come on.
Go ahead.
Yeah, that was about $12,000.
Okay.
I'd rather not say.
Right.
Unless you ask.
he really wanted me to say it. That's why I said it, Anthony. That's okay.
I didn't pay $12,000
my house. It wasn't like $40,000.
If you're going to insert yourself into a conversation and you're going to start with his watch, then be prepared to answer questions about your watch.
Right.
That's how it works.
I'd rather not say.
And I did.
$12,000.
But since you asked. Yeah, I know.
All right, Beef Man.
You twisted my arm, Jazz.
All right. Thank you, Beef Man. All right. Bye.
Wow.
Anthony Rodia's in studio. And big news. You have a comedy special coming out.
Yeah.
By the way, Stress Factory tonight.
Yep.
Are they sold out yet? Close?
I don't think so. Not tonight. Friday's is always rough in Bridgeport.
Oh.
I think Saturday's
two tonight,
close
two
to
tomorrow.
It. Yeah.
We're linked up.
Yeah.
Special coming up.
Yeah. Listen, I mean, I've only been doing this for 5 years, so I wanted a special. I'm glad I did it when I did it, because I think the downside of me constantly writing material nonstop is stuff that I'm doing now. In 6 months, I look back and I'm like, oh, I hate my set. You know what I mean? I hated my set 6 months ago. So I wanted to do one 2 years ago. I didn't do it. I'm thankful that I waited and that my agent made me wait because my comedy got better on stage. But I didn't want to wait for someone to come after me and offer me this and offer me that. I've never chased a dollar in this business. So I ended up financing it myself, shooting it myself, producing it myself, along with the guys that shot it. edited it. I stayed in the studio with them. And
when you produce it yourself, does that mean you finance the whole thing?
Finance the entire thing.
So now you don't have someone saying, hey, I'm paying for this.
I mean,
no, I don't like that joke. I have some thoughts.
Have anybody coming after me, but I'm the type of guy where nobody works for free. Anybody on my team is going to get paid. So if the special does amazing, they're going to get a chunk of it.
Nice.
But yeah, I shot.
Well, you made them partners, but you bankrolled it.
Everybody gets a percentage, but no one's sitting there with their hands out going, hey, remember what I contributed to your special.
Right.
So we waited. We shot it September 30th. We waited to see what offers would come in. The good news is everybody loved it. Anywhere from, you know, Netflix to HBO to Hulu, we shot it to everybody. They all loved it. Some said this is a little too, I forgot the word they used. My comedy's not that edgy. It's honest.
Yeah.
Like everyone's like, well, how edgy is your comedy? Well, what do you mean by edgy? If you mean honesty and talking about the crap that goes on in everyday life, and I say it very bluntly, then it's edgy.
Yeah. If you're easily offended, you're going to have a problem with any special.
100%. Yes. If you know, everything offends you, don't watch my special. You watch Steel Magnolias, watch something, you know, watch My Girl and just keep going over to see him when he dies in the woods after getting stung by bees. Watch stuff.
Oh, I didn't watch it yet. Don't tell me.
Thanks for ruining it.
My Girl,
I didn't
dude.
Say it.
There's something wrong with your movie choices.
I almost want to watch it now just to see someone die from bee stings.
But it's if you're going to be that miserable person, don't watch it. You shouldn't watch any type of comedy. But so some people wanted to cut it down. It's about an hour and 15 minutes. I didn't want to cut anything out. I wanted the entire thing to be shown. I don't want my comedy being sugar-coated to my fans now and to the people that might become fans because of the special. I want you to see me. So if you watch it, you either say, I don't like this guy, or I love this guy.
Right.
So we ended up shopping around.
That's
and
a
then,
smart move, man.
Yeah, I want pure fans. I don't want fans to think, you know, I'm one side and they come see me live and they're like, oh, this is not what I've seen on the watered down special. That
it's kind of like, do you remember Extreme? They had that More Than Words song.
Yep.
Yes.
And people
yes.
would hear that song and then go to the show and say, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Exactly.
This is a rock band.
I don't want to be falsely represented. Yeah. Yeah. So we ended up, I got connected with a guy named Nick Isaac, who's my distributor. And he's a smart dude, man. And he said, listen, here's what we do. We put it on Prime Video. It's your choice. You can put the whole thing on. You can cut it down. Do whatever you want. So it'll be on Prime Video May 1st. And nice. It starts as like a new release. So I think they wanted, I mean, I went with the lowest price. I mean, I guess Prime Video has their, you know, their qualifications or their numbers of what it has to be. I think it's like $3.99. Same thing you would pay for a new release, but I also gave the fans an option to own it too, so you can own the entire special.
Oh, cool.
And then after that, you know, like I had one guy, you charge $3.99, what if I don't want to pay? Then wait 90 days.
Right.
Wait the 3 months that it's on as a new release and watch it for free.
Right.
Oh, so it's going to be on for free. Yes. But if my comedy is
$4
not worth $3.99,
yeah,
$4 I made
bucks.
It cheaper than my, I didn't make it $30. You know what I'm saying? You want to pay that money, come to see me live.
You know, your fans are going to show up big time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have amazing fans, man. And people are already saying, you know, is it all new material? No, I'm touring with new material. Once that comes out, all my material changes. I keep some of the classics because I did a show, I remember a month and a half ago, and I left two bits out of my show. I got blown up with emails.
Really? Oh, it's like leaving out Freebird.
They wanted to hear it.
Like
it's a signature piece.
Yeah.
Like one lady was like, I took my father specifically for that bit and you didn't do it. I'm like, I tried to give you guys a new show. They were like, no, we love the new stuff, but you have to put this bit in.
There's a couple of pieces that have to
be in
there.
Greatest hits.
So now what I'm doing is I'm moving my stuff around where I might have closed with this joke, but now I'm going to move it 20 minutes in. And that way when you hear it, you know, oh, wow, he's finishing different. So it's tough because you get people that are sitting in the audience that are like, oh, well, he did this before. And then you have people, oh, I'm glad he did this. So you're not going to please everybody. But it's given me a chance to kind of change all my material.
I have to say, I've been to a number of your shows.
Yeah,
those people in the audience, they don't care what you do. They love you.
Yeah, I'm spoiled, man. I got a
you
really,
really
good fan base.
Don't, like when you say, and I know this, 5 years, like no one comes to your show and thinks, oh, this guy just started 5 years ago.
A lot of my fans are shocked.
You have a comfort level. Well, and I'm sure you've heard this from comedians.
Yeah, I mean, it's the only way I can describe it is you can tell that the person you're watching on stage is the person I am off stage. You can't fake that in 5 years. Some comedians, they come off stage, and I've met a lot of them, and I'm like, dude, you're boring as hell off stage. Where is that guy that I just watched? And some of them tell me, oh, I turn on a switch when I'm on stage. I don't have a switch. My switch was broken when I was 3 years old.
Right. Yeah,
like, I broke my switch. So you could tell by some people how they deliver their jokes, how they deliver it on stage, if they're like that. I'm the same way. But, yeah, I've been spoiled, man. My fan base, and I think it's because I've created it. You know, I didn't just do open mics like some of these guys where they grinded it out for 25 years. And I have all the respect in the world for them. But I utilize social media to kind of carve out my type of fan base. And in the beginning, I remember I would put something controversial out on social media. And I would see my followers go down like 1,200, 1,500, 2,000. But then as the video started circulating, they would go up. 5,000, 6,000, 7,000.
It's interesting. It's like a stock market ticker.
I call it spring cleaning.
And you almost want to take the video down because you're like, oh, damn it, I'm losing.
But then you start seeing it go up.
Then it's like the stock is going.
Yeah. Right. So it's like,
and you're like, these are the people I want to follow me.
And those are the people I want to lose. Those are the people I want to unfollow me.
You're losing the right people. Yes.
You're gaining them. I'm not following you.
Right. I'm not going to miss you.
I would have a line that I would use all the time, and they hated it. They would always say, I don't like this bit, and for that reason, I'm leaving your page. And I would say, do you work in an airport?
Right.
And they're like, no, why? I'm like, well, what the hell are you like announcing your departure? Just go.
Right. We just don't need to know you're leaving.
No one's missing you.
No one's going to say, where did Jimmy go?
Every person like you that leaves, I get 10 people that come because they enjoy the fact that I'm brutally honest and I talk about everyday life. Like, some people go, oh, I like your characters online. I don't like your live shows because you talk about your marital issues and marital sex. I said, that's like 15 minutes of my hour and 10 minutes. So you're concentrating on 15 minutes because you don't feel comfortable talking about sex. Well, I'm technically not talking about sex. I'm talking about not getting it.
Not getting it, right. Being married.
That's the whole keyword, marital.
Right.
I said, so if that's a sensitive topic, why can't you? I said, did you enjoy the rest of the show? Oh, yeah. Well, then stop concentrating on the 10, 15 minutes you didn't enjoy and concentrate on the 45 to 55 minutes that you did enjoy. And I think that's the problem today. People will watch something for an hour. If they see 10 minutes of something they don't like, they'll tell you they didn't enjoy it.
Right.
They just didn't enjoy that 10 minutes. And people focus so much on the negative. And I'm like, dude, if you're that sensitive, where marital sex kind of gets you all uncomfortable, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, you've probably done missionary your entire life and never like ventured out to anything else.
I like missionary.
I'm a performer, man.
Yeah, Cindy in Newtown.
Hi, first time caller.
Welcome.
Hello.
Thank you guys for this topic. My father, who, rest in peace, was a character, liked to scare me. And if it didn't scare me, he would take it too far.
Really?
So when I was about 7, he took me to see The Exorcist.
Nice.
My brother and sister would not go. They're older. They knew better. And I wasn't scared when I got home. I don't really remember much except not being scared. What I do remember is him coming up with rope a few minutes later and casually bending down to tie the legs of my bed down. And I said, what are you doing? And he goes, oh, it's just a precaution. Sometimes funny things happen after you've seen the movie.
Not much sleep,
I ended up sleeping with my parents for like a month after that. And my mom was like, funny, Don. Very funny.
Your daughter can't sleep now.
That's a creepy movie to see as a kid.
Seriously, at 7 years old?
Such a great family film.
I still haven't seen it yet.
Such a great family film.
You'll like when the bed goes up and down. It's great.
Dude, my dad did that. My dad loves horror movies. But
oh, God.
I remember he had me watch Friday the 13th. I think I was 8 years old. And he used it to like punish me or get me to, like, if I didn't want to eat my vegetables or something,
right.
Oh, you know, it's a Friday. You know who come and visit you on Friday?
It was a threat.
I didn't want to go out of my house on Friday. I didn't want to go to any hockey games. He just traumatized the hell out of me. Oh my God! They utilize everything. Freddy Krueger.
Right.
He's like, go to sleep if Freddy want to talk to you because you don't listen to your parents. I'm like, what? What are you doing? You're gonna give me insomnia.
I think they must have gone to school together or something.
You know what's always funny? I always say, I don't care what nationality you are, what color you are. I don't care. If you had old school parents, all it is a different team, but they use the same exact playbook.
Yeah.
They're all the same. Same train of thought, same mindset. They love torturing to a certain extent their kids. Like, I felt like we were projects, you know?
Yeah, I know.
Hey, Cindy, thanks for calling. Do we have her number? Yeah, we're going to put you in the running for tickets to see Anthony.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Thank
cool.
you.
All right, Cindy. Thank you for finally calling the show.
The girl with wide eyes in the audience.
Hey, John.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up? Hey, are you in Bridgeport?
Yes.
Okay.
Outside, apparently.
All right, well, Anthony's in Bridgeport tonight.
Right.
And tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
What are you doing? Yeah. Like, can you straighten the sound out?
Straighten my sound out?
Yeah. You got like wind or something going on.
Yeah, are you on a sailboat?
Right, turn your head, turn your head the other way.
He's like, I'm just cruising down to Merritt on my chopper.
Is that better?
Yeah, it is.
Much
Thank
better.
You.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I had to turn my air down. Anyway.
Right. Your air, hold on, that was your air?
Oh my God.
That's
that
some
was your air,
air
conditioning?
In my car, yes.
250 degrees out.
High blood pressure?
You had that on like full blood. Do you catch pneumonia?
Are you trying to dry
car?
Your hair?
Dude, I love AC, but hold. What kind of car do you have that? Because I want air conditioning that hard and strong. We thought you were on the Merritt with your head out the sunroof.
Yeah.
It's a BMW. It's a nice little.
Good heavens.
Right. God bless. Right. Holy shit. I've never heard.
I'm dude, picturing a giant fan.
Right. Right. I pictured him like cruising down the Merritt, like on a motorcycle.
Right.
Let me close my visor.
Right.
God bless.
No, that was just the air conditioning.
All right. Real quick, before you get into your story, are you a big boy?
I'm not small, that's for sure.
Okay. Yeah, there you go. That's why you have AC on 50 degrees out.
And you're fitting
I get hot too, but I'm not a big dude, but I get hot all the time.
But yeah, about 260,
5'11". All right.
Okay.
Anyway, my dad, you want to hear my dad's story?
We do.
Yeah, we do.
Now, if you called prepared,
right.
We would have been right to it. Go ahead.
I was prepared. You guys just cut me off when my air was a little too high.
We couldn't hear you. We cut your air.
My dad's story was I was brought up by a former Marine / full-blown Italian.
Gotcha.
And my dad, when I got disciplined, you know.
Hard.
And he would come in to apologize after he beat me and tell me it hurt him more than it hurt me.
Scarsky character.
I used to say to myself all the time, I got the bruises and you got to relieve your stress.
Yeah, but his hand was still stinging.
Sorry, my father would say that to me. He would walk in and I'd be like in a fetal position. And he's like, you see what you're making me do?
I didn't make you do anything. We could have talked this out.
You could have stopped me.
This hurt to me more than it hurt to you. I'm like, and yet I'm the one limping.
Exactly.
I would get that all the time.
Right there, you're good, you bastard.
Anthony, after I do this, I feel bad. I put my hands on you. Then stop doing it.
Well, that's my story.
All right, John. We're going to put you in the running for tickets to see Anthony. You want to tell Anthony about Bridgeport? What does he need to know?
You're going to go to dinner, go to Ralph and Rich's down there.
Oh, yeah.
Right. That's a good pick.
It's a good place, yeah.
It's a great
beautiful.
Pick.
Yep, yep, thank you.
Yep. Or Joseph's Steakhouse.
Yep. Oh, you got one. You can't go wrong.
Yeah. Yep. They're right around the corner from where you're playing. Yep.
All right, beautiful. Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you, John.
See? He was a big dude.
Yep.
Because he didn't say anything about the crime.
No.
You wanted him to give you advice about the
he
crime.
He went right to steak.
Or how dangerous he goes. Yeah, this is where you're going to go eat.
Yep.
And make sure the air condition's pumping.
That's right. He doesn't walk. He fears no street.
He's a former bounty hunter.
That's right.
Yeah.
He's a former bounty hunter.
Right.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. He calls in the show and gives listeners advice.
Right.
And it's good advice.
All right.
Hey, he's a smart dude.
So where to eat? Yep.
Aaron in Orange.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So I have a really sweet story about my dad that actually ties into PLR.
Boring. Kidding. I'm kidding. Go ahead.
That's okay. When I was a kid, probably in like the early 90s, my school choir sang on the morning show of a different radio station in the area. And I told my dad because I wanted him to listen in. And he tells me, Well, I only listen to PLR in the mornings.
Great.
But I do love you, so I will tune in and I will listen to this other station. And, you know, because I was a kid and I loved him so much, I was like, wow, PLR must be like the best station. And that's who I've only ever listened to ever since.
Nice.
That is a really cool story.
That's nice. Don't sing.
That's so them, man. My father used to make me feel bad that I would make him come to watch my baseball games. He goes, you know how hard this is for me? Because I don't like baseball. I don't know the rule. I got to sit here for 3 hours, watch you guys. I don't know what to say. All the parents, they yell. But this is very boring, so this should show you how much I love you. No, it's the exact opposite. You made me feel bad to participate in your son's sports. Oh, my
He's
God.
He's the depressed guy in the stands right there. Keep shaking his head.
And then he would cheer me on. Like, parents would, you know, hey, come on, Timmy hit a home run. He's like, he would try to utilize discipline to get, like, I guess, production out of me as a baseball player. Like, I was a pretty good baseball player. But he would, like, if it was, like, last inning and I needed a hit, he goes,
let's recreate this. Let me see if I got some.
This is a little bit too big for a little league game.
But. All right, so my father's in the stands. I'm up at bat. Okay. Everybody's quiet, and you would just hear this. Come on, if you don't get a hit, when I get home, I'm going to beat your ass.
That's good motivation.
The umpire would stop the game. Like, son, you just got threatened. I'm like, no, it's my father. Don't worry about it. It's all right. Oh, he's joking. No, he's not joking. So I'm going to beat my ass.
He's my ride home.
If you don't get a hit, you're really going to get it at home. I'll show you how to swing a bat. Oh, my God.
That's it right in the trunk.
Aaron, thank you for the call. It's a great story. I love it.
Thank you.
All right.
Well, I forgot about her.
We put Aaron in the running for tickets to see Anthony. Anthony's at Stress Factory tonight and tomorrow.
Yep.
We're linked up. Randy on the road. One more. You're right.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey.
My father sat up for 3 days to pick off a gopher who was eating his peppers.
Wow. He'll dress like SWAT. He had like vegetables.
He's got the baseball cap on backwards.
Right.
He's got the sniper rifle.
So my father, for the last month, I would say, that's his project. He's got either a mink, a weasel, a possum, something is going underneath the fence and killing his chickens.
Oh.
And he's like, he's almost got a vendetta against this animal because he goes, I think he's mocking me. I said, what? Yeah, he's mocking me. I said, what do you mean he's mocking you? He goes, he just to eat the head of the chicken, he leave the body, so I know I lost the chicken. I go, it's not like a mafia guy sneaking into your chicken coop. I said, if it's a weasel, they only eat the head. He goes, yeah, you think so? I know so. So then I'm leaving you a sign. I mean, if the chicken is in your bed, then maybe. So now for the last month, he's like, I just picture him dressed in camo.
Right.
In the chicken coop.
Right.
Like probably covered in chicken poop to blend in.
Right.
And he's just waiting for this animal to come in. And he's like, yeah, he goes, he don't come when I'm there.
Right.
I'm like, really? I'm like, well, you're not really that stealth.
Right.
So every day I talk to him, I go, what's up, Dad? Yeah, you kill another chicken. I'm like, you're going to lose all your chickens before you kill this animal. I'm like, just set up traps. And then he'll set up a trap. And I go, did you get it? Nah, I got a raccoon. I said, let it go. I don't know, let nothing go. I said, what'd that poor thing do? I don't know, maybe it's the raccoon. Maybe I'm going to eliminate the choices. So if I keep the raccoon and I don't get any more chickens die, it was the raccoon. I said, I'm like, oh my, all right, Dad. I mean, you're hunting the wrong animal. Just stick with deer and bear.
So Anthony has a special coming out on Prime May 1st.
Yeah.
Yep.
And has an awesome podcast. And we're linked up to all things Anthony on the radio station
every Tuesday night on Facebook Live.
Yep.
And I think we're taking it to Patreon soon once my studio is built. We're doing a full renovation of my house, and I'm living with my in-laws for 12 months.
Oh, that sounds delightful.
I sound so excited. They're actually not bad. They're not bad at all. Plus, I'm on the road.
Do you have your own bathroom?
Yes.
You got to have your own bathroom.
Yes. Yeah, we have the whole top floor.
Nice. Okay.
Our bedrooms and their bedrooms downstairs. Yes.
Oh.
What's up, Dad? This is the first time my father's been on an actual radio show.
Oh, wow.
I'm very nervous right now. What's up?
Okay.
He's okay. That's good. Okay.
He has answers that don't apply. Hey, what's going on? Yeah,
Wait a minute. Let me close the TV. Wait.
Close the TV. Okay.
Let me close the TV.
Right.
Not turn it off.
No, good.
Let's close the TV.
Yeah, close it. Right. It's in the cabinet.
No, I like that. I can hear just a phone.
Yeah, no, right. No. We know.
Yeah, yes, of course.
No, we know. Okay. Oh, no problem.
Now everyone's like, oh, my God, he's not exaggerating the accent. They're like, wait a minute, is this Anthony doing both voices?
Yeah, no, he's not.
What's up? What are you doing?
All right, I just have a breakfast.
All right.
Cold here, it's 28 degrees.
Yeah, no, it's cold here,
28,
too.
Wow.
Yeah, he's up at Guildhall.
It's not 28 degrees in the house.
No.
Outside.
No, outside. No,
I like it to be one with nature, so I blow out all my windows, and I like it to like, act like I'm outside when I'm inside. It's like, you know.
That's it? It's just having breakfast? It's very exciting.
Yeah, I had a breakfast. I washed my dishes. That's it. Nice. What are you going to do? I don't go outside because it's so cold.
Well, let me ask you a question because we spoke about it on the radio. Did you find out what animal is killing your chickens?
No. I just caught a big raccoon, and I never found out who did it.
And the raccoon's up.
I never found out. The raccoon didn't talk.
Raccoon's up.
He didn't speak. I kept him, and I told
raccoons
him, I'm not letting
basement.
You go until you tell me which one of your friends killed my chicken.
Right, the raccoon's no
the
rat.
Raccoon and no said nothing.
Raccoon's going to be waterboarded later today.
I think it is the mink.
I said, are you going to shoot the raccoon? He goes, no, I'm going to keep it in the cage and let it die a natural cause.
Oh,
it didn't die a natural cause.
That's starvation.
You kept him in a cage.
Right, starving.
He starved. Right. Right. What do you think?
He's going to talk.
He's going to get so scared, he's going to go into cardiac arrest.
Right.
Yeah, I think of the raccoon and die from high cholesterol. That's right. What I think.
Well, a chicken. That's awesome.
Yeah, he was allergic to chicken.
Right.
All right, so you think it's a mink that's killing your chickens?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah?
There are minks out there.
Yeah.
It happened before, too. This is the first time.
Yeah.
I caught the same day, you know, one time. And then this time, maybe he must have been a little bit smarter.
Starting to figure things out.
Well, he saw how you killed his father.
It's a Wile E. Coyote.
He's doing the opposite now.
Right.
That's why he's only eating the head.
It's right.
It's revenge.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's
right.
What he does. I don't know.
Right.
So he takes off the head and leaves you the body of the chicken?
Yeah, he takes the chicken with the neck and everything at all and leaves the bodies there.
So isn't he doing you, like, isn't he helping you out? Because now you could just eat. Why don't you eat the chicken?
Yeah.
No, forget about it. What about the guy, the animal that got rabies?
Oh.
Wow. Wow. There is that.
No, he can take an eye. I don't take another chance.
You eat around it.
Listen to me. If I don't kill the chicken with my own hands,
right.
I'm not eating any chicken.
Right.
He'll eat a deer loaded with ticks.
Right.
But he was not taking a chance.
I'm not eating that. No.
Ticks are crunchy.
He talks about the mink like it's a one-night stand. I don't know what this mink has been.
Right.
I don't know what he's been doing behind
my back. Do you think it's a mink? Is that what minks do?
Yeah, they
they just eat the head.
That's what they do? They eat the head, only the mink?
Yeah, that's it, because they like the brains.
Oh, see?
Oh, okay. Hmm. Oh, that's why he's smart.
They go for the brains right. And they eat the head. Yeah.
That's
how he's been able to elude
that's how
he's you.
How smart
you. He's eating the brains of the chickens.
With every chicken brain, this right. Mink gets smarter and smarter.
Yeah. Right now, the mink is doing calculus. Oh, my God, now it's a rocket scientist.
The mink is in the woods writing on a tree. All right, so Tony usually wakes up around 7 o'clock, has breakfast around 9, comes out at 10 o'clock, tries to catch me. I'm going to eat this while he's eating breakfast.
You want the eggs?
He knows your pattern. He knows your shows.
Right. After three more chicken brains, Mink's going to have an English accent. He'll never catch me. I'm too smart for this Italian.
Or it'll sound just like your father.
My father's going to go, you know the Mink does an impression of me, and that's why the chicken didn't feel comfortable going next to the Mink? Because he go inside and go, come here, it's me, Tony. And the chicken come, and then he dead.
Get more brains. It's awesome.
Now, see, the funny thing with my dad is the only reason he's laughing is because I make money doing this. When I did this for free when I was younger, Anthony, making fun of me again, I'm going to make you swallow your teeth. And I'm like, okay. Now
He goes, oh, yeah, he's been doing this ever since he was a kid. He's very good. He's always making me laugh. Not true. Not true. He goes, why? I said, you used to hit me. I never put my hands on you. I said, what about the time with the broom? That wasn't on my hands, that was the broom.
Right.
I said, your hands were on the broom.
Right.
It wasn't like a scene from Fantasia where the broom just came out by themselves and beat the hell out of me with buckets of water.
There was a mouse in a wand making it do that.
Well, Mr. Rodilla, very nice to meet you, and thank you for
thank you, me too. Thank
your
you.
Radio debut
and
here.
Good luck
thank
with the
you.
Chickens.
Yes, good luck with the chickens.
Yes,
I hope you get a jacket out of it.
Thank you.
You made a good boy.
Here. I'll call you later. Love you.
Love you too. Bye.
All right, bye. What a riot!
That's awesome.
Oh my God! And now everyone sitting home is going, oh, my God, this
it's
is all real,
real
stuff. People ask me all the time. There was this one woman, I feel so bad for her. Uh-oh. She came to one of my shows, and I think it was at the Westbury Theater, and my father's hanging out next to me. You ever see the scene from Dumb and Dumber when they're at the bar?
Mm.
He goes to the bar, and he's in the orange suit, and he's, like, putting out the vibes. Yeah. He's got his ass sticked out.
Yep.
My father's standing like that. Like, he wants you to ask him for a picture.
Right.
So a lady walks up and goes, hey, is that your dad? I said, yeah. She goes, can I talk to him? I said, at your own risk.
Yeah, go for it.
She goes, what do you mean? I said, he's going to take the conversation down a road you're not prepared to go down. And she goes, I just want to make sure. I just want to see if that accent's real. I said, go ahead. Mm-hmm. So she goes, hi, Mr. Rodriguez. Hello, what's your name? And she goes, oh, my God. I'm like, yeah, keep going now. Now you're stuck. And she goes, my father will volunteer information. So she goes, you know, how do you feel about your son talking about, you know, things of when he was a kid and stuff about you? He goes, it's making me feel okay. You know, I'm glad at least I could be my son's perspiration. And I said, what? I said, you mean inspiration? He goes, no, it's inspiration.
Inspiration. Right.
So then all of a sudden he goes, yeah. She goes, oh, so you're divorced? Yeah, I've been divorced with the mother, you know, for a lot of years. You know, we just, you know, get along with things happen. And I got a diabetes. I take insulin every day. I take Ozempic. I got a shot. I'm like, what are you saying? Is this you trying to pick a woman up?
Right.
So she goes, well, would you want to go out for a drink? I go, is this working? So he goes, I like to drink vodka orange juice, but my son has said with the diabetes, if I drink a juice, I got to be careful because if I drink too much juice, then they could cut my legs off, and I'm already short as it is. I'm like, oh, my God. Like, I'll use the same tactics with him that he used with me when I was a kid. So he would threaten to scare me in order for me to do something, and I find myself doing the same thing. I'm like, Dad, stop eating Italian cookies. Anthony, just a little bit. You can't eat a little bit. What's going to happen is your sugar's going to spike, and they're going to amputate you. So I'm like, oh, my God, I'm doing the same thing.
I'm you.
Oh, hey, dude, thank God. You for coming in, man.
Oh, absolutely, man. Yeah. I love coming in.
We love you. We're looking forward to this special on Friday 1st. And
video.
You're going to explode. Here we go.
I'm so watching.
Appreciate it.
The rocket's about to launch, brother.
Thank God you got my father off the phone before you said that. I got to get a nicer truck.
All right. Anthony's at the Stress Factory tonight and tomorrow. We're linked up on the radio station website.